a beautiful life. Oh, it is a beautiful life. I'm walking alone in how the light shines. Hey, 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 hey. It's a glorious life. You know that it's a glorious life. You know it's marvelous.
It's marvelous.
Oh, marvel. Just how the light shows.
please stand and repeat with me? This is my Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God, that He may prove His word in my life today.
Amen. 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 Please continue to stand and turn with me to the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 1. The Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 1. The Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 1. When you have it, please say amen. Together we will read verses 40 through 43 and then 45. 40 through 43 and then 45. Amen? Amen? Let us read. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed, and straightly charged him forthwith and sent him away. Verse 45, but he went out and began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every... Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Think with me shortly from this theme. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Be ready after service, okay? I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Do I have anybody here that can say that? I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Amen. When we began this passage of scripture, verse 39 says that Jesus went abroad and he was preaching and he was teaching. Jesus was making sure that he got the word out, that everyone that wanted to hear him had an opportunity to hear him. And somewhere along the line, he came into a sanctuary, a synagogue, and there was a leper there. And the leper had heard about the word of Jesus. He had heard Jesus preaching. He knew his situation. So therefore, the leper said, now, he said that he will heal those who come to him. He said that he will give everyone another chance. He said that if he would just touch me, somebody say, touch me. If he would just touch me, I would be made whole. Now let me tell you, my first point is this. Jesus has done everything possible for us to get his word. Let me say that again. Jesus has made it possible for everyone to get his word. Even if you are blind, it's in Braille. If you don't have a television, it comes on radio. You can get it in VHS, CD, DVD, however. But Jesus has made it possible for us to get the word. What am I saying? It makes no sense at all for somebody now to say, I don't know who Jesus is. Uh-huh. Tell your neighbor again. It's impossible for anybody not to know who Jesus is. The leper was there and he heard him. And the Lord makes it so plain. You have to pay somebody to make you misinterpret it. Please don't close your Bibles up. He said here in verse 40, and there came unto him a leper.
All right.
Stick a pin there.
All right.
The leper knew he had a problem.
All right.
And not only did he know he had a problem, but the leper knew who could help him. Many times when we come in the household of faith, we try to cover things up like there's nothing wrong with us. We try to cover up like everything is all right. But let me tell you, when you know the sickness that you have, that's the only way you can be healed. The old people said like this, every closed mouth don't get fed. If you are hungry, you got to tell somebody. If you outdoors, you got to tell somebody. If you need some medicine, you need to tell somebody. Nobody in here is a mind reader. Whatever is bothering you, it's on you to open your mouth. Look at your neighbor and say, tell somebody. The leper was sitting there. He could have just sat there and said, I was born a leper. I'm going to die a leper. The word of the Lord going all over his head. He decided he wanted to do something better. Hallelujah. He wanted to make his life count. Even in Sunday school, the young people that the Lord blessed me with today had to ask them, what do you want to be when you grow up? And they had to think. Parents, let me tell you, give your children some dreams. Just because they're growing up doesn't mean they know how to dream. And if you don't have a dream for your life, you ought to have one for your children. My God, the leper was there, and he wanted something better. Is there anybody I'm looking at today, you want a better life for your children than you want for yourself? The church is the most powerful institution on this earth, and God has given us power to change things. He said you can have whatsoever you say. So my question today is, what are we saying to our kids? What are we saying to each other? The leper went to Jesus and he said, if you will, if you want to, I know you can change me.
All right.
Somebody needs to tell Jesus today, Lord, you know what I, you know how I am. You know who I am. You know what you put in me. You know what kind of attitude I have. You know, Lord, and if you want to, you can change me. Look at here. The leper said, I need to be changed. Is there anybody here today that can make the same confession? God, I need you to change me. It's not always the other person that's got a bad attitude. Your bad attitude rubbed off on somebody else. You gave them attitude, they gave it right back to you. You came with them with a stinking mouth, they gave it right back to you. And now we want, Lord, they talk to me so nasty. It ain't always how somebody talks to you, it's how you talk to them first. The leper said something we don't say ourselves. When you know you ain't no good, stand before God and tell the Lord, I need you to change me. When you know you got a bad attitude, tell the Lord, I need you to change me. When you know you full of crap, tell the Lord, I need you to change me. Bow before the Lord and tell him, Lord, I need a change. Is there anybody in here today that if you just tell the truth, your problem had nothing to do with your mama and your daddy? The biggest problem you got is who you are. When you look at the leper didn't say nothing about his parents. He didn't say nothing about his sisters and brothers. He said, Lord, if you will, I know you can cleanse me. How many of us today would be much better if we, like the leper, took ourselves to Jesus and say, Lord, please, you already know where I came from. You know my background. Lord, change me. And when Jesus saw the sincerity, verse 41 said, Jesus was moved with compassion. Somebody say compassion. Somebody say compassion. We don't like the word compassion because it means we have to feel somebody else's pain. We don't like the word compassion because it means we got to let go of ourselves to reach out and touch somebody else. But Jesus felt the pain of the leper. Jesus felt the insecurities of the leper. Jesus felt what the leper wanted to be and saw who he was. The leper was not embarrassed. The leper knew he had missed the mark. Child of God, let me tell you, as long as we walk this walk in the flesh, we will miss the mark. We will mess up. We will fall down. But when you find yourself in that state, go to God and say, in the name of Jesus, I need a change. The leper went. Hallelujah. The leper didn't mind who was laughing at it. You know, when we come to church, we don't want anybody to know how we hurt. We don't want anybody to think we ain't saved and sanctified. But let me put you on blast right now. Being saved and sanctified doesn't mean you won't have a drug problem. Being saved and sanctified don't mean you won't be able to pay your rent. Being saved and sanctified doesn't mean your husband or your wife won't get mad at you. Being saved and sanctified simply means in this life you will have trial and tribulation. But the Lord said, be ye of good cheer, for I have overcome. I had to share with Pastor Smith. I knew the Lord had given me the right message. When we look on our bulletin, Isaiah 60 and 1, it says, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. When we look at verse 41, the bottom, Jesus said, I will be thou clean. The Lord wants me to tell you today, I don't know what's in your background. He doesn't care what's in your background. Right. But if you would make an open confession and tell the Lord, you know my shortcomings. You know what I'm guilty of. You know what I need. You know what I don't have. You know where I'm trying to go. Fix me, Lord. Fix me, Lord. If you would fall before him and cry out, fix me, Lord. Just like verse 42, as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him. Hallelujah. The leper had to come clean. He had to make an open confession. Child of God, many of us today have all kinds of leprosies within us because we don't make the confession. We're walking around now stiff-necked, trying to act like we all that and a bag of chips, and we ain't nothing. The word said our righteousness is as filthy rags before the Lord. The leper bowed down. Mother, we don't like to bow down no more. Only weak people bow down. But let me tell you, it's hard to stumble when you're on your knees. Learn how to bow before the Lord. Learn how to bow down. Learn how to lift your hands and say, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned.
Yes, glory. Yes.
The leper didn't mind people talking about him. Yes. We don't want to be talked about today, do we? But baby, on this road, you're going to be lied on. You're going to be talked about. But it's all right. Said as soon as he had spoken, I like 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new man. Old things are passed away. Old things are passed away. Before all things are made new. It said, behold, all things. And when all things are made new, ain't nothing old no more. When all things are made new, then you are a new creature.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I see in verse 5, 45. In verse 44, Jesus told him, don't tell nobody.
Yeah.
And I can hear him saying, I got to tell somebody. I got to tell somebody. He said, because I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I had leprosy, y'all.
Yeah.
But then I laid before the Lord. And I cried out, Father, had leprosy, Lord. Oh, Brother Carson, I had leprosy as a young child.
Yeah.
I heard Jesus all over my head, but it didn't hit me. But there came a time when the word of the Lord hit my heart, and I'm so glad Jesus lifted me.
Yeah.
The words of the song say, Satan had me bound, but Jesus lifted me.
Yeah.
I'm saved and sanctified since Jesus lifted me. Hallelujah. The leper went out and he began to tell everybody.
Yes.
See, it bothers me when you can be saved and don't nobody know it but you.
Oh.
It bothers me when you saved and sanctified and you can still stand tall and cuff like it ain't nothing. It bothers me when you saved and sanctified and you can stand toe to toe and disrespect your parents and your children. It bothers me. Because when Jesus lifts you, all of a sudden, things you used to do, you can't do no more. The way you used to walk, you can't walk there no more. The what places you used to go, you can't go there no more. Because Jesus, somebody say, Jesus lifted me. Jesus lifted me. When I was in darkness, he lifted me. When I was in sin, he lifted me. When I didn't want to do right, he lifted me. Is anybody out there can say he lifted you? Did he lift you? Did he lift you? The leper. The leper. The leper went to Jesus and confessed. I'm not all of that. Been born not on the wrong side of the track. Didn't have no tracks. You know the sins of my parents. That had nothing to do with me. But God, when I stand in the mirror, I see everything that I'm not. But all that I am right now, I'm yours, God. Everything I have, everything I have, everything I'm not. Take me, use me, blow me up, God. The leper said, I'm yours. Have you told the Lord that today? Have you told him I'm yours? Make me, mold me, use me, do anything, whatever you have. And then when Jesus said, don't tell nobody. Don't tell nobody. Isn't it hard to sit with the Lord? The scriptures say it's hard for a man to take fire in his bosom and don't holler. When you have the fire of the Lord in you, every now and then your hand ought to go up without nobody telling you. When you got the fire of the Holy Ghost in your heart, every now and then you ought to clap your hands, and it's not by the music. When you have the fire of the Lord burning in your heart, every now and then you ought to rock and roll just thinking about how good he is every now and then. It's hard to be saved in secret. But when you know that you're going to the church, you ought to just get happy.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
How many of y'all was riding in that rain today knowing you had to make it? Not that the Lord, the church meant so much, but you wanted to be in God's house one more time. Just like the leper. Y'all missed Sunday school. But just like the leper, we decided we was going to sing until the power of the Lord come down. As I look out there, some of y'all still sitting with your arms folded. But if you came through the rain today, you ought to be like that leper. Father, use me today. If you came through the rain, you ought to be like that leper. Here I am, Lord. If you are saved and sanctified, you ought to be like that leper and bow down and say, Father, fix me now. Fix me now, Lord. And then just like that leper, just like the leper, when we reach our hands up and the Lord touches us, he doesn't just touch us, but he lifts us up out of whatever mess we've been in. He lifts us up out of the muck and the mire, just like the leper. He lifts us up out of disease and sickness, just like the leper. When you reach up, God reaches down and pulls you up, and he breathes on you, and he blows on you. And the leper had to tell somebody. Children of God, let me tell you, when God puts a move in your life, you can't keep it to yourself. When God opens a door for you, you can't keep it to yourself. When God shines a light on you, you can't keep it to yourself. Just like the leper, you're going to run and tell somebody. I got to tell somebody. Had an opportunity to be a drug addict. God said no. Had an opportunity to be a whole bunch of things. But God said no. I got to tell somebody. Driving in this morning, I had a crazy man behind me and a transfer truck on the side of me. And I was in my car. And I just started singing. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted. I'm so glad. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. As I was driving, I said, Lord, you got me to go to St. John today. Can't see the exit, Lord, but you know where I'm supposed to go. Truck splashed water all over my car. I said, Lord, I know you know where I'm going. I know you know, God. So I'm going to hold a steering wheel, and I want you to guide my car. And as I was going, I said, I'm so glad Jesus lifted. I had to keep driving. I'm so glad. Yes, I did. And I turned the car and I said, I'm saved and I'm sanctified. Jesus lifted me. I'm saved and I'm sanctified. Yes, Lord. Coming on down Broadway, I saw where a tree falling over the line, and there was a yellow light going and a blue light going, and I had just enough room to let me get to a particular place. I wasn't going where he told me to go. There was a time when I couldn't ask God to guide my car because I was ready to do wrong than to do right. But this morning, I'm just like the leper. I'm so glad I can say, guide my car, drive my car. You know where I'm going. You know where I'm going. Jesus died that we would have a right to the tree of life. He put his life on the line that even in thunderstorm weather, we can say, Father, I know you know where I'm going. Jesus was on the cross dying to give us direction and guidance. So when our back is up against the wall, we can say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. And then, when they laid him in the ground, 2 nights and 3 days later, when he got up with all power in his hand, when he got up, we got up. When he got up, you got up. And I don't know about you, but I look back and see from whence he brought me. Don't have a lily white background. Hallelujah. Had to get married in the 11th grade. But I'm so glad today that Jesus lifted me. He gave me another chance when I didn't deserve one. He opened doors that I could not see. He shined a light from heaven. I don't know about you, church, but I'm so glad. Can I get some help in the house? I'm so glad. Are you glad today? Are you glad today? Are you glad today? The doors of the church is open. Doors of the church is open. You can come by letter, Christian experience, or candidate for baptism. I'm just glad, y'all. I'm just glad today. I'm so glad.
I'm so glad.
So glad.
Jesus did
with everyone today.
Satan had me bound.
But Jesus
lived in me.
Help me sing, y'all.
Satan had me bound.
Yeah, Lord, yeah, Lord.
Jesus lived in me.
Satan.
Satan had me bound.
But
Jesus lived in me. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lived in me.
I'm so glad.
Stay right there, y'all. I said, glory.